It's that time again for the Delicious Elixir with DJ Raj, coming to you live from WRVU Nashville. What is up, y'all? We're coming to you special time today. We got an in-studio guest from New York City, Caveman. So before that, while they get set up, we're going to get into Majestico. Here we go. Folks, we're back just like that. We've got a very special guest today, a band coming out of New York City. They got a show tonight at High Watch, and they just released a self-titled album that's got a lot of Press from Pace Magazine, Pitchfork. So go see them. Again, this is a very special guest, and they are Caveman. Here we go.
I'm fading, I'll wait it out. I'll have to shut you down to let you know that it's just easier to say I'm wrong. I'm wearing my patience out. I'll have to shut you down to let you know that it's just easier to say I'm wrong. Shut you down to let you know that it's just easier to say I'm wrong. I've waited my hatred out. I'll have to shut you down to let you know that it's just easier to say I'm wrong.
Yes, Caveman live in studio. Got a show tonight at the High Watt, tonight at 9 o'clock. I hope y'all are enjoying this fine music out there. Okay, y'all ready to do another one?
All right, cool. Yes.
Cool.
This one is called Where's the Time?
Not afraid to try to the fairest of the sky. time to waste on someone else's life? Where's the time to waste on someone else's life? I was searching for a friend with this help. On someone else's life. Where's the time to waste on someone else's life?
I'm telling you what, caveman in the house, bringing it now. Woo-wee, that's what I'm talking about. All right, yes, caveman from New York. I've got a show tonight at the High Watt. I think it's at 9 o'clock. You want to go to that show, you will not be disappointed. All right.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, okay. You all want to do one more? We'll do some questions and answers and stuff like that.
All right.
Yeah, all right.
That's what it's called, Over My Head. I went over.
Very beautiful. All right. Yes, Caveman in studio. What is going on, y'all?
Hanging out.
Yes.
Doing good.
All right.
Break from driving.
Yeah. Welcome to Nashville.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you. Yeah.
Yeah, man. Okay, so y'all got a show tonight at the High Watt, right?
Oh, yeah.
Well, good. I'm looking forward to it. I know a lot of people out there listening are looking forward to it. Let's see here. I just got a couple questions for y'all, some random questions.
As random as possible.
Okay. I'll give you the most random first then, all right? Okay, so your last album, the new album, it's a self-titled album, right?
Yeah.
The last one was called Coco Beware, right?
Yep.
Is that after the black wrestler with the parrot?
Similar sounding.
No, it is not after that.
Okay.
Actually are all connected by one family member, random family member named Coco.
Oh, okay.
We're told randomly through different connections to be aware of her, so.
Yeah.
Coco, right. Beware.
Okay, cool. That's probably where he got his name from, too, so.
Yeah.
All right.
We have nothing against parrots.
Right. He's a good wrestler, though, man. His finishing move's the Ghostbuster, just in case anybody wanted to know out there. But, okay, let's see here. What do you want, what's some, thoughts that you want to go through people's heads that when they leave your show, what do you want people to think once they see a Caveman show?
Where's the after party?
Yeah. Give your keys to your sober friends.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know. Positive feelings, maybe go home and be creative after that.
Right on.
Yeah.
All right, I'm feeling that. Yeah, man. Okay, let's see here. I saw the where y'all were on the NPR Tiny Desk concert, and y'all mentioned the instruments you're playing. Cobra guitars, is that right?
Yeah.
You make those, man?
Yeah, I made all these that we're playing.
Man. Yeah, yeah. If you don't mind, get close to the mic.
Yeah, I made Matt's about 2 years ago. Jeff, I made about 6 months ago.
Wow.
And I made this one for our friend Robert James about another, 4 months ago. So.
Wow, man.
Yeah. This isn't Tiny Desk?
Yeah. Right, yeah, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, and I actually switched it now to my last name, to Carbonetti.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good move, man.
Yeah, it's fun. We're having some fun.
You take about a month, 2 months, or something like that?
Yeah, about that each, doing one at a time.
That's cool. You got all the tools, like the big, automatic sand belt and all that?
No, it's all hand done.
Wow, man. Yeah. I got a friend, he made a mandolin. It took him like 5 years.
Yeah.
Takes forever.
Little guys are tough.
That's why he's got big muscles.
Yeah.
Well, those are beautiful. Where can people check those out? Is there a website? Or?
I'm mostly on the Instagram now with Carbonetti Guitars.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah. Have you been to the Country Music Hall of Fame?
No.
I highly recommend it, man. If you're into instruments, going down there, it's just like every famous dude. It's downtown. It's like every famous dude you can think of and their instruments, like all their artwork and then their most famous instrument. You'll see Johnny Cash.
It has all their nudie suits, their costumes.
And oh, yeah.
I've
been on, Buck Owens? Tour bus that's down there.
Yeah, man.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
It's like Madame Tussauds, right?
Yeah. But yeah, I highly recommend it. I mean, if you're into instruments, definitely check it out. I usually don't suggest that to folks, but you would definitely dig
it.
Awesome.
We've
got some time.
We'll have to go on a date, man.
Yeah, let's do it.
Oh, yes.
Let's see, your first concert that you ever been to?
My friend's dad took me to see Dire Straits when I was 12, I think.
Okay, that's cool.
Technically, mine was Simon Garfunkel in Central Park as a 2-year-old.
I went to REO Speedwagon in Clio, Michigan.
Oh, man.
Amphitheater.
What'd you got, Jeff?
I believe my first concert was Heart and Michael Bolton at Six Flags.
That's cool.
I would have to say the first real concert I went to was Smash the Snake Pit.
Oh, yeah.
With you at the
classic.
Wetlands.
That's classic.
Yeah.
That's awesome, man.
Wow.
Yeah, man, those are some good...
I saw Bette Midler, too, once. As
did
a kid,
you?
Yeah.
Oh, Lyle Lovett. My sister took me to see Lyle Lovett. And then Lollapalooza was my first choice.
Actually, I saw also Tito Puente at World Trade Center when I was a kid.
There you go.
Tito Puente.
Huey Lewis.
Yeah, man.
I forgot about that one. That was the first one I actually remember.
The classics, basically.
Yeah, that's the man on the keys saying that. I mean, I think it, you know, I think it kind of coincides for what y'all are doing. It's kind of all those bands wrapped into this.
Yeah, basically.
I'm digging it. Let's see here. Any albums that have blown your mind or changed your life?
Recently or just in general?
Either one.
Recently, the John Mouse album that came out is really great, and I think he's awesome.
I've been really getting into Stone Roses.
Okay.
It's my jam.
Anybody else?
You got many favorites, oh man.
No Other is a big one, I think.
Yeah. Right. Gene Clark, No Other.
Oh, yeah. That's a mind-builder.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah.
All right. Y'all check those out. They're in Radio Land. Okay, let's see here. Did I have any other questions?
Aries, I'm an Aries.
Yes. As far as recording the new album, how'd that go? Was that a pretty cool experience, or Joe?
We went into a studio in Brooklyn, mm-hmm. which is about 20 blocks from where I live, and we had our friend Nick Stumpf back on the back behind the board. Mm-hmm. He produced the first one and this one. And our friend Albert DeFiore engineered it. It was his studio. Mm-hmm. So it was awesome. It was like a really big studio, and we got to play a lot of songs live, which was really fun.
Yeah, you can tell just from listening to the new album that it was all together. You know, it's not like Pro Tools, like, hey, you do this part, that part, and you know, stuff like that. So, yeah, man.
Just man in a room.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the way it should be.
That's right.
Real music.
Yeah.
And speaking of real music, do y'all want to get back into it?
Love to.
All right. Awesome.
Get out of my seat.
Okay, we
got
St.
Jeff.
Caveman live on WRVU. Here we go.
Run on and.
Yes,
thank you.
Yes, sir. Caveman in studio. Yeah, man. Putting that vibe out.
Putting the vibes.
Yes, sir. Okay. What you got? What y'all got?
We got one more song. Just one more.
All right.
Save the other ones for the show tonight at the High Watt. That's right. Had to give ourselves one more plug there.
Oh, yeah.
This song's called In the City.
Folks, that was Caveman live in studio on WRVU. Man, that was amazing, y'all. I mean, I've had a lot of folks in here, and that is by far the closest to, like, studio just rocking it, man. That was...
Thank you very much. That means a lot.
That's why we're one of the greats.
Exactly. And see them tonight at the High Watt. It's going to be a good show. Check them out on cavemanband.com. Is that right?
Yeah, Caveman the Band.
Yeah. Cavemantheband.com. Get their new self-titled album. It is awesome. And their first album, Coco Beware, is not about a black wrestler. And it is awesome. So, all right.
Although we do appreciate that man.
Yeah, he's a good a good dude. Definitely. He's a good dude. All right. Well, big thanks to Shake and Bake with Sean and Jake. This was their show time. We kind of took it over. Big thanks to them. And very special thanks to Caveman again.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, we're going to ride y'all out with some Pond Elegant Design. Here we go.
Thank you.
All right, folks, hope y'all enjoyed that in studio with Caveman. They're really about to take off. Their new album just came out. It's a self-titled album called Caveman. And, man, I think these guys are really going to blow up soon. So you want to go to the High Watt tonight and see them and, you know, see it for yourself. They really did an awesome job in here. I really appreciate them coming in. But, again, that's at the High Watt tonight. And y'all have a good weekend. It's going to be beautiful out. And come back next Saturday at 5 p.m. and listen to your old boy, DJ Raj, on The Delicious Elixir. All right. Peace out, y'all.